This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
I am just delighted today to be able to have the guests I have on. This is always, God provides poster children for the idea of how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom. And so first up, I have actually a very good friend of mine, Rodney Smoots, who's with the Masculine Journey radio show, and they've got a boot camp coming up November 18th through, it should say, we've got a boot camp coming up November 18th through the 21st. And so welcome, Rodney.
Hello. Good to be here, Robbie.
And you can say it again because they didn't have your mic on, but it's okay.
I didn't think so. I didn't hear me, but I was like, well, maybe the headphones aren't working. Hello, and it's good to be here, as always.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And then we also have with us Michael Woolworth with Bible League's Bibles for Africa. And you may know the Truth Network is partnering with the Bible League in this effort. How cool is that? So welcome, Michael.
Hey, Robbie. Rodney, great to be with both of you this morning. Yeah, you know, last spring when we got together to send, at that time, Bibles to Africa, and we'll explain why we're doing this. Listen, your listeners, they hit it out of the park. They understand, how do you grow the grace and knowledge of Jesus if you don't have a Bible? And so, great to be back with you for this hour, just to put this before your listeners and to do something about it today. But pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Very, very, very fun. And so you can imagine my delight because I get to do speaking of Bibles. Speaking of Bibles. Oh, I have new joke music. I like that. You can. Speaking of Bibles. You haven't heard this before. I'll bet you. Guys, pray for my friend. He told me he only believes 12.5% of the Bible. He's an atheist. Or an atheist, however you want to look at that. 12.5, yeah, that's reaching a little bit. So,
I got it.
When my, you know, spirit feels weak, I don't know about you, Rodney, but I always turn to the fourth book of the Bible. You know why?
No.
Do you know why, Carmen?
No, I don't.
Aha! We'll try Michael. Michael, you got any idea why the fourth book of the Bible would be where you would turn if you felt weak?
I'm clueless.
It's strength in numbers, man. I'm sure that's true, don't you think?
There is strength there, for sure.
And this one cracks me up. It really does. In the Bible, Samson was a tough man. You got to admit he was, right?
Yeah.
A tough man. But his family, you may not have ever thought of them, the Samsonite clan. They were really a hard case, just saying.
Amen.
A nice one.
So you do at the end of that, I actually would have a Bible riddle, and it's a Bible riddle today for sure. So moving on to the riddle part of our thing, what was the first mention of tennis in the Bible, right? Or, you know, who was the first person to play tennis in the Bible? I'll go with either one. 866-348-7884. Who was the first person to play tennis in the Bible?
I don't know, but I can go with the first person to play pickleball in the Bible.
So if you know that, you call us 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if you can guess that, Carmen, tell them what they'll win.
They will win the Masculine Journey boot camp experience, a $199 value.
How cool is that? So you actually get a boot camp, you get $199 value, you get to spend 4 days with Rodney Smoots.
Wow!
Yeah, Sam Main and the Rescue of the Masculine Journey. And you get to see Harold as Princess Leia.
and Danny and his dance.
Yeah, Danny and his dance. You get the Wayne Wildfire experience, all that. Whew. All you have to do is call in and tell us what was the first mention of tennis in the Bible, or you might tell us who the first person, you know, that served, so to speak. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So, Michael, we are really, really delighted. This is such... I know our listeners, the reason why they're tuned into the Truth Network is they love the Bible, and we know the power of the Bible, so how cool that we can put it in the hands of people that really make a difference.
Yeah, you know what? We're in our 83rd year of ministry, Robbie, and at Bible League. We serve in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, Latin America. We do a little bit here in the States, a little bit in Europe, but those are the four main regions. In fact, we're actually expanding and not just serving Bibleist believers in Africa, but in those four regions I just mentioned. And would you know it, we can estimate that as many as 9 of 10 Christians in those parts, think about communist China, Tanzania, Africa, Peru, Ecuador, places like that, that as many as 9 of 10 Christians are denied God's word. They simply cannot open their Bibles on a daily basis and be reminded of God's precious promises. I mean, think about what has sustained your family, my family, over the last 18 months with all the uncertainties of COVID. It's been what? Being able to open the Bible and be reminded of God's precious promises. And so Bible League, we've been able to see, my goodness, about 55 million people come to the Lord in our 83 years of ministry. And our specific charge is to what? Engage those people in the Word. And so we do that primarily through a Bible study. It happens about 8 to 10 weeks. People will invite their friends, their neighbors, their family to come learn about Jesus. And then they'll learn, how is Jesus both God and man? What's it mean to die to self? When Jesus says, if you want to be great in this kingdom, you learn to serve. And so it's like Christianity 101, the Gospel of John, paired together. We provide that in the languages of the world. Been doing that for, again, 83 years. And then at the end of that, Robbie, we promise these new believers a Bible in their own language. Now, they've left all the isms of the world. Think about Hinduism and Buddhism, Islam, paganism, all those things you hear about around the world. They're new to Christ, and they need what is so elementary to walking with Him, and that's a Bible. And yet God has implanted it in very difficult parts of the world where it's very difficult, almost impossible to get a Bible. And that's where Bible League steps in. As I say, Robbie, last spring, for the very first time, we partner together. We had a goal to bless 3,500 Bibleist believers around the world. And when it was said and done, there was some match money thrown in there. Your listeners sent the Bible to more than 7,000 Bibleist believers at that time who's in the continent of Africa. I've been to that part of the world. I've given out Bibles to new believers. And I can tell you, what a joy to be able to tell them, hey, your Bibles, they're coming. They're coming. And they came. 7,000 believers got a Bible. And Robbie, we're hoping to do the same thing today, and we'll kind of unfold this as we go along today. But the great part about it is your listeners can do this at $5 a Bible. And again, what a joy to be with you today. Love all that you're doing. Love your faithful witness around the U.S. And again, we're just overjoyed to do this kingdom business today.
Oh, me too. Me too. And also, again, of course, we got an opportunity for believers here. Or actually wherever, you know, we have people that come from certainly California, Colorado, Georgia. We've had them from Ohio and Michigan and Virginia. So wherever you may be listening today, because we've got a bunch of people listening in Pennsylvania, right? There's a boot camp. And these boot camps are based on John Eldridge's Wild at Heart, right? Well, one of the neatest things about the boot camp, Rodney, is we have these covenant of silences, right, where we give guys an opportunity to take a few questions out there and speak to God, because God's the one that does the work, right?
Yeah, I was just thinking how valuable the Bible has been for me in my walk, and I can always go back to it. It's that trusty rock that you can go back to and, you know, have solid ground. And how often do you get to do that in your normal daily life? I just only have so much time left after all the other priorities I have in my life, and it's like, am I not prioritizing God? No, I try to, but this is a time for me that I can say, this is yours, Lord. Give me these 4 days. Let me saturate in your love. Let me get the prompts from the ministry and just be able to think with you, Lord. And what's great is I have my agenda and he has his, and this is an opportunity for him to take my agenda and turn it into his.
And like you say, it has so much to do with the Bible. So we are going to be back more with Michael Woolworth and Rodney Smoots. And what was the first mention of tennis in the Bible? I'm shocked that the lines aren't lit up.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we're so blessed to have with us Michael Woolworth with the Bible League's Bibles for Africa and all over the world, as we're talking about, as well as Rodney Smoots with Masculine Journey Radio's Fall Boot Camp. It's coming up November 18th through the 21st. Now, I'm shocked. You riddlers out there, this is a $199 value, right? You get a free boot camp. And it's going to be a blast. And we really, really, over the years, we've given these away to people that listen to the Kingdom Pursuits. And so we're just thrilled. Even if you're a lady, you might have a man in your life that you want to give this boot camp to. All you got to do is tell us who was the first tennis player in the Bible. And I gave a little hint when I said, you know, he was, you know, he kind of served, you know, that was involved in there somehow. 866-348-7884-866-34-TRUTH. What was the first mention of a tennis player in the Bible? We really want to give that away, so call in. So, Michael, I know you've got some stories because, you know, it's just amazing what God does when you can put the Bible in somebody's hand.
Well, it really is amazing, and that's what we find all over the world. You know, I'm kind of the eyes and ears of Bible League. I take those long 22-hour flights to different parts of the world just to connect to people that use our Bibles and our Bible study materials, Robbie, and I can tell you it's absolutely amazing some of these people that you meet. Hey, I was in the Middle East not too long ago, and I know we're all hearing these horrific stories coming out of Afghanistan as the Taliban takes over. You know, they're punishing people left and right. They're hanging people in the public square. I mean, but, you know, Bible League, we know this kind of activity happens all over the Middle East. And Rodney and Robbie, when I was there, you know, you could tell people were devout in their faith. You'd hear the Islamic call of prayer, and people would drop. They would face Mecca and engage in their prayers to Allah. Again, you could tell they were very devout in their faith. One of the young men I met was 14-year-old Ahmed. Who was he? Well, his father had died fighting for ISIS. His mother would have worn a full burqa as the family left Syria. They had a large family, 8 kids. The mother had been denied an education because of her social standing in that part of the world. Engaged with Bible League. At that time, she, again, spoke Arabic, but could not read, could not write. We have a Bible-based literacy program, guys. If you engage people, you find out they can't read or write, you've got another problem. So back around 1970, we created this program, Bible-based literacy. As people are learning to form letters and words in their language, they're also learning about Jesus, the great lover of their soul. And the reason is, the Bible is the source of the reading assignments. And government schools all over the world that actually use this program. God's given us a great platform. It's not our main program, but that's how Ahmed's mother came to saving faith. She had Christian women that were giving her the gift of literacy. When she did come to faith, she led her 7 children to Christ, but not number 8. Who was number 8? Ahmed. He was a jihadist. He had sold out to violent Islam. Essentially was going to blow himself up. Now, listen, we're not here today to say that everyone who follows Islam is extreme. That wouldn't be true, wouldn't be fair. But in the case of Ahmed's story, that is the case. He was targeted as a refugee. He's promised a financial incentive. But I can tell you, he hated Christianity. Guys, at that age, he hated Christianity. When he did come to saving faith, the radicals he hung around with, they beat him nearly to death. They said, we're going to find you and finish the job. And when I caught up with him a couple of villages over after this had happened, I was able to sit with him, and through a translator, I said, Ahmed, what's your Bible mean to you? And, of course, this resonated with me. I had a child at that time, 14 years of age. I thought, 14 years of age and what this kid has gone through. And when I asked him that, he said, you know what? They hate me because Jesus says here, they hated me first. He said, I can go to another passage. You can see where Jesus says, look, you are persecuted, but you're not abandoned. You're struck down, but not destroyed. And then he also went to this other passage in Matthew 28, and he said, Michael, he said, Jesus says, I'm with you always. Of course, that's in the Great Commission. And this young man at 14 years of age with a Bible had a perspective, and he had a deep burden to help rescue young men who had been targeted by jihadists in that part of the world. And at that time, guys, more than 100 people had come to saving faith. Again, these were in the 10 to 18 age range. And with tears in his eyes, he said, Michael, we need Bibles here. People need to be able to endure and persevere. Their families, they shun them. They have tremendous pressure from people in their community to convert back to Islam. He said, but they're focused on Jesus. And so these are just several of the people that I get to meet when I travel around the world, and absolutely amazing people. And here's a young man with a bounty on his head who has led more than 100 people to faith in Christ. And again, you may wonder, okay, I'm tuning into the news. I hear about terrorists. How do you bring it into all that? How about you apply the gospel to it? And so that's what Bible League's been called to do. And again, we're simply, we're calling this campaign, The World Needs the Word, Bibles for the Nations. And that's 100 people right now that could really benefit from your act of kindness by becoming a Bible sender. And if I may, Robbie, let me just lay this out. $5 will send a Bible. We've said together as Truth Network and Bible League, can we solve this for 3,500 Bibleist believers in places like the Middle East? And so we have a toll-free number. When it's good for you, you can give that out. But again, we're going to do this during the month of October. As I said, we did this for the very first time back in the spring, and your listeners really hit this out of the park. We're so grateful for that. But I'd love to be able to tell young Ahmed there in the Middle East, look, brother, those Bibles you're praying for, they're coming. They're coming.
Right, and there's really no better time than right this minute. Right? God's putting it on your heart that, wow, for $5, $10, whatever it is the Lord puts on your heart, obviously for $50, you can send 10. The website, you can just go to truthnetwork.com, and you're going to see the world needs the Bible right there, that website there, or you can go to the Bible League's website and go ahead and get it going, right?
Yeah, you're right. That banner is sitting right there. Just click that. And then if we've got a toll-free number, too, it's about a two-minute transaction. I might give that number. Robbie, it's 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673. Again, it's 800-YES-WORD. And let me say this. We have friends of Bible League that believe so strongly in what we're doing right now. They know there's an open window here. And they want to match every single gift. So every gift that your listeners will make this morning, or our time together today, throughout the day, they have agreed to match that gift. And let me just say this. We've heard from some wonderful Truth Network listeners, Burdette of High Point. We've heard from Debbie of Des Moines. We've heard from Cindy of Charlotte and Anthony of Richmond, Virginia, all getting involved as Bible senders, Robbie. So again, thanks for just a few moments to keep this before your listeners and become Bible senders today.
Right, that 800 number again is 800, is it 937-9673?
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
800-937-9673. But also, I'm very excited because we have Orlando, who is in High Point, and he knows. Welcome, Orlando.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, I know you are. And so do you know who was the first place in the person to play tennis in the Bible? That's the question.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to take a crack at it.
Okay.
I think it was Joseph because he said he served on Pharaoh's court.
Right, he did. He served on Pharaoh's court. Orlando, you're my hero. You did it again, man. And so didn't you come to a boot camp before?
No, I ain't never been to a boot camp.
Oh, well, Orlando, today is your lucky day because I'm going to put you on hold and Carmen's going to get your information. Because I finally, have I met you? I know I've talked to you many times on the phone.
We met over, where they have those things over at West Lane Church over in Kernersville, where they have the, Tony Evans came over.
Oh, right. I knew I'd met you, but now I get a chance to spend some time with you at boot camp. So I'm going to put you on hold. Carmen's going to get your stuff. But you couldn't be more right that Joseph was certainly serving in Pharaoh's court. And I think he won, don't you?
I think he did.
He aced it.
Awesome. Yeah, he did ace it.
He aced it. That's even better.
Thank you, Orlando. All right. So, you know, how cool. We get to have Orlando with us.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I listen to your listeners, Robbie, and you get to know them, you know, kind of deeply as you get to hear them over time. Orlando's one of those, and it's going to be a great time.
And it is. And so speaking of stories, man, I know you were at your first boot camp, right? You got to see Corey's story. Like, can you share with the listeners a little bit what you saw happen in his life?
I never would have thought I would have saw that story unfold. Didn't have any expectations of a story like that unfolding, but we're sitting there the very first night, we're checked in, and there's this younger guy, big guy.
Yeah, football player.
He's a football player, and it's like, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, trying to talk to him and this and that, and he was very distant, just kind of to himself, withdrawn. And then who's coming this time again that we just got from Sam? His buddy, I forget his name because he hasn't been there in a while.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but he's come. He was there, and he knew Corey. So all of a sudden, Corey's like a magnet. Ooh, I know this guy. I'm going over by him. And so they're eating meals together. Corey's not sharing with many other people, not talking. I've never really had a chance to talk with him, but I sat next to him in a couple talks and just kind of, you know, would say a couple words here and there, in and out. And over time, it was really, really cool just to watch Corey warm up. And then when we had the Covenant of Silence times, he and God were connecting. And he was very, very shy to share that until we had the listening prayer. And then the events that unfolded in front of him there was like, oh my gosh. I'm hearing from God. I see what's going on in my circle, my group of men that I'm with, and the stories that were being told. And Corey's heart just leapt for life.
We're going to hear more on Corey's story. I'm one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen at a boot camp was Corey's story. We got more with Michael in the Bible League. Again, I'm going to give out that number. It's like I said, if God put it on your heart right now, go on and do it. 800-937-9673. The world needs Bibles. You'll see that at truthnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Having so much fun today with Michael Woolworth, with the Bible League's The World, that's a kind of a tongue twister. The world needs the word, right? And what amazing stories God is doing with his word. And as being one of the people out there that literally came to faith through a Bible, it was me reading the Bible is where I, you know, came to meet Jesus. And so I know the power of that $5 that you put in the hands of somebody can literally, literally change everything. It certainly did in my own life. And so, again, very excited to have Michael with us, as well as Rodney Smoots, a very good friend, with the Masculine Journey Radio's Fall Boot Camp that's coming up November 18th through the 21st, you know, right around the corner. That's the week before Thanksgiving. And we got Orlando. Very excited that we're going to have there but you can be there. You can just go to masculinejourney.org and register for the boot camp coming up. So we got Amy with The Cure back with us this morning because she's got a really cool show coming up on Family Court. Welcome, Amy.
Yes, we have Eric Carroll today that we're going to speak about how the Family Court today are not very reliable. And I have personal experience from this. It's very dear to my heart as we endured 14 years of unnecessary custody battles. But he does have a show called Dad Talk Today and a TV show and a podcast. And he is bringing out the point of view from a dad's point of view. Of course, I will also present the mother's point of view, as there's usually two sides to every story. And so it should be pretty interesting because, above all, it's the kids who pay the highest price. And we want to just bring this out in the open.
What a neat show. Again, this is live. It's on 1 o'clock today in Winston-Salem. So, you know, it's Amy and Boris. You can call in 866-348-7884. The same number you're calling into our show, 866-34-TRUTH. Talk to Amy and Boris. So excited for your show today, Amy.
Thank you, Robbie. So am I. God is good.
He is. He is. Not to mention Amy's poetry is always amazing. So you get to hear that when you tune in at 1 o'clock to The Cure. Thanks, Amy.
Sweet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless. So when we left our hero, Corey, on the masculine journey, right, he had come to this boot camp. And, of course, we were to find out later that he was coming under duress. He didn't want to be there. He was upset and wasn't a believer and thought this was, you know, some kind of hocus pocus. But as Rodney talked about, he started to get closer to the friend that he knew that happened to be there. He started listening that, what, God could talk to me? And so he came into this listening prayer, right?
Yeah, I think it was Brian, isn't it? But Sam is the one that reached out to him because he works with Sam. And it was like, Sam had heard his story and was like, boy, I think this would be really good for your heart to go here. He's having some trials in his life. And like you said, very reluctantly, oh, okay, I'll go. I'll show up to this thing. And the listening prayer, he was hearing this name, Cindy. And fortunately, Robbie was in that same group of men that were praying and listening to God. And Robbie's like, okay, Cindy, well, do you know how you spell that? He's like, yeah, it was with an I. And Robbie's like, that's my sister. She's going through some trials right now. That's what he's bringing up to you. And he's so that was one thing that really resonated with him. Is like, wow, something that is being put into my heart and my head by God that is something that actually is going to be a part of somebody else's life and somebody else's story, and I can be a part of that. And then there was also the other boys in the room, and that's the part that's a little more fuzzy as to what went on. I know that you were in there, Robbie, that I just don't recall the
circumstances. They spoke
the
to something, you know, out of the listening prayer, right into Corey's story, you know, about what had happened with his family, which was a bit complicated, and somebody, you know, mentioned a name and things they were hearing. Corey realized that this too was connected, but again, realized that these talks that they're listening to are all based on the Bible. Okay, and they're very right. much being steeped in that God's coming for you, and the beautiful thing, I mean, amazingly beautiful thing, was that we have never had. I mean, at the end of one of the talk, Darren Kuhn just decided he felt led, right?
Yeah.
To say, if anybody here wants to receive Christ, you know, we want to pray with you. And, you know, it was a little unusual because we hadn't seen that.
Because we didn't know the story. It was just, again, Darren's like, I don't know why. I've never asked that before. I did, but boy, I really felt I needed to. And Corey's like, didn't jump up and say me, but it was, just stay after, we'll do this. And Corey quietly talked to him and just said, I'd like to do this. And at the end of the week, we baptized Corey, and then he came on the show. And
he was baptized in the lake. I mean, that was right there in the lake at the boot camp. I mean, there he went.
Yeah, right where we go fishing. And it was a November one, so it was cold. it was cold. It wasn't nice and warm.
So, Michael, when you get to see that kind of fruit anywhere, you're always just like, man, praise God. That's so cool. And you like your story, but you've got more, don't you?
Yeah, I do, guys. And I'd love to share these today with your listeners, because we really want to give you a glimpse into the people around the world who are members of our spiritual family, and yet they lack God's word. God has implanted where it is very challenging to live out your faith. And I know your listeners follow the news. You know that in communist China, I mean, the government there is doing everything to stop the advance of Christianity. I mean, there's no place for Christianity in their country. They hate pastors. They're shutting down churches. In fact, we know a church not too long ago was bulldozed. I mean, it was demolished. No advance notice given. No repercussions for that act. That's what Christians are up against in communist China. Let me tell you about a man by the name of Katsu He's an evangelical pastor, about 55 years of age. He serves just outside of Beijing, China. I would guess, Robbie, he's been beaten in jail probably 25 times over the course of his ministry. They beat him so severely several times, it took a whole week just to recover. But the last time this happened, they let him go. About a week later, a knock came on his door. It was in the evening. He and his wife were somewhat reluctant to open the door, but when they did, they found Hayo. Who was Hayo? The bitter atheist, the interrogator that beat this man severely. And all week long, there was a question that burned in his heart. It was simply this: why were you at such peace when we were beating you? And so this man, Katsu, would open his door, he would open his Mandarin Bible, and he would lead this bitter atheist to faith in Christ. I mean, together, they have seen hundreds come to Christ there in Beijing, China. This man, Hayo, lost his job in the police department. He has been ridiculed, persecuted, simply because he believes Jesus is the way, the truth. But who can orchestrate something like what I just mentioned? I mean, only God. You think about a pastor beaten simply for his faith, for the way he lives it out there in communist China. And then here's this bitter atheist, this interrogator that had a reputation for coming down hard on Christians in that part of the world. And yet together they serve the Lord. But let me say this. Here's kind of the somber part of this. In the house church movement that they're a part of, there's congregations of 100 here, 300 there, 200 over here, all very healthy, somewhat small, on the, you know, smaller scale. But within those congregations, they have about two or three Bibles each. A lot of people will stay after the service simply to write down a few verses to take into their week. And listen, I've got a Mandarin Bible in front of me. I know it's radio, so I'll describe it for your listeners. It's a basic black cover. This was translated by Bible League. You open it up, you find the beautiful Mandarin language. But you know what? This Bible means nothing to me. I don't speak Mandarin, but to the Christians I'm talking about right now who are pressured to leave Christianity, listen, they would give anything. They would give absolutely anything to have before me this Bible today. And Rodney and Robbie, this is why we're here today doing this kingdom business. At $5 a Bible, we can send them exactly what they're praying for.
Right, and we got a match going on today if you want to take, you know, God's put it on your heart. Wow, I got to get behind this. This is awesome. Right, the number to call is 800-937-9673. That's 800-937-9673, or just go to the Truth Network. And the world needs the word. We got one more segment of Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from how we hear how God has taken your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we are so really just blown away today again with Michael Woolworth and the Bible League's The World Needs the Word. And what a cool thing that we at the Truth Network and you get to partner together, you know, to bring the Word of God to the world. I mean, you know, someday we'll be in heaven and he'll be this guy. And it's like, man, you know, you gave $10, $15, whatever, and you just don't know how it impacted my life. You know, it's absolutely amazing, or very cool if you know somebody out there that you like, they're struggling, and you can see they need the healing of Christ in their life, or they're a man that just seems unengaged, a couch potato that never seems to get up and want to do anything. Well, you know, invite them to the Masculine Journey. And then even better, take them if you want to the Masculine Journey Radio Boot Camp coming up November 18th through the 21st. You know, it's pretty easy for that one. You just go to masculinejourney.org and register you and your friend for the boot camp. And as we talked about, it's a $199 value that Orlando won, but just for $199, wow, what a weekend. It's all the food and an amazing group of guys, and you get all that stuff. But Rodney, I know, like, man, in your own story, you came to Winston-Salem. You didn't know that many people. You get an opportunity to come to the boot camp, like, and now you're in the Band of Brothers.
Yeah. You don't know what you miss until you have it. And, boy, once you have it, you just latch on. You don't want to let go. And that's what it was with Jesus, right? And then you find out that there's so many ways that Jesus is going to work through other men and women to work in your life. And I've got – like three separate groups now that are very, very close in the Bible, in the Word, in Jesus. And to have people you can tell your story to and have them understand, I would have never thought I could open up my heart to others like I have, because I've watched them open up their hearts to me. And that's what happens at a boot camp, is you go and you listen to these men's stories and you hear what they've went through. And what Jesus does with that is brings up your story to yourself so that you can start to read your own story and see it. It's like watching a movie play back, and now with Jesus's lens, you see it from a different perspective, and you get to see this, wow, not just brokenness, not just hatred, not just, you know, woe is me. It's, no, here's what I can do, and take that. Again, Bob Young, you know, what makes, you know, what I thought disqualified me make me uniquely qualified. You find that in your own life. You know, you get to find out those things that, wow, you're going to use this, Lord, because you find somebody else that has some similar situation. Or it's like, oh, I didn't have that, but I know who else did. You might want to talk to Jim or to Danny or to somebody else in the team about that a little bit and just have that conversation, just a nice, friendly conversation. Well, this is what it's meant for me and what Jesus did in my life with that. It's great to share.
It is. Again, MasculineJourneyRadio.org is simple enough to do that. Of course, if you listen to the Truth Network, you get to hear their show. It's coming on today at 12 o'clock. But, Michael, in this last few minutes, what would you want to share with our listeners they didn't get to hear today?
Well, great to be with you, Robbie, and thanks again for a few moments. Appreciate your passion for this Bible League campaign. Here I was in the continent of Africa. We were there that week to give out Bibles to new graduates. It was Super Bowl week here in America. I have no idea who played, but I'll never forget meeting Mabel. Who was she? 65 years of age, the village witch doctor. She'd come to Christ, and when I gave her that Bible in the Swahili language, 10 times she held it above her head and she said, I'm a new creation in Christ. And she said that the men, they shouted with delight. The women, they ululated. Why? They knew this woman had lived most of her life, all of her life, in spiritual darkness. She had left all of that as the village witch doctor to follow Jesus Christ. And as God gives me those opportunities to see those holy transactions take place, I can't help but think of your listeners who have given in recent months to make those sort of things happen. And listen, the gospel's going forth in some of the most difficult parts of the world, Robbie, and we get to be a part of it. We get to step into their story. Again, I can't tell you who played the Super Bowl that year, but I will never forget meeting Mabel Mowita, and just be reminded that God is making good on his promise to redeem the world. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw the nations to myself. That's happening today. Campaign is called The World Needs the Word, Bibles for the Nations, at $5. You can put a Bible into the hands and hearts of people like Mabel all over the world. And we've set a big goal. We want to do this for 3,500 Bible-less believers in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America. And if I may, Robbie, let me just say thanks to Lawrence of Salt Lake. We've heard from Charlene of Toledo, Ohio, David in Ames, Iowa, Jolene in Winston-Salem. Your listeners get this, and it happens with every call, with every click, and we look forward to meeting that goal together with you all.
Yeah, me too. So excited. Again, the number, it's 800-937-9673. That's 800-937-9673. Or if you go to truthnetwork.com, the world needs the word. It's that, you'll see that right there under the Bible League. Click that. Do it while you're thinking about it. You don't want to forget. I mean, God put it on your heart. Go ahead and do it. 800-937-9673. Michael, as always, I'm so grateful God has you in such a place as this, right?
God bless you, Rodney.
Thanks. And thanks, Rodney, because we're going to be together on November 18th through the 21st.
So looking forward to it.
MasculineJourneyRadio.org. Now you get to stay tuned because Encouraging Prayer is coming up, followed by the Masculine Journey itself. And then Nikita Koloff, Man Up. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-YESWORD, 800-YES-WORD, or give at truthnetwork.com.